On a beautiful midsummer's eve in 1942, at a large estate outside Berlin, Greta von Schnellenberger holds her adopted child for the first time. She doesn't ask her husband how he acquired a newborn baby girl with blue eyes and white blonde hair, or why the infant looks so much like him. Nor does she ask about his work with the German War Office, or why he wears an SS uniform when he claims to hate the Nazi regime. Greta only cares that after years of failing to conceive, she finally has a child of her own. 18 months prior to this blessed event, Astrid Gunderson moves into one of the local Norwegian homes requisitioned by the Nazis for their Lebensborn program. Unlike the other pregnant girls, Astrid did not choose her fate. She was targeted for her Nordic beauty and forced into the Aryan breeding program by a high-ranking SS officer. Immediately after giving birth, the baby is taken away, and Astrid never sees her child again. When a body turns up in a building destroyed during the London Blitz, the victim's sister suspects foul play. Understaffed and overworked, with no real evidence to support the woman's claim, Scotland Yard asks one of their female officers, Beatrix Manning, to track down the elusive murderer. When another body turns up and a clue reveals a personal connection to Beatrix's own brother, she turns to her friend and private investigator Penelope Fletcher to help with the investigation. The case takes the female detectives into a world of underground gangs, petty criminals, and a black market smuggler who has his own agenda for finding the killer.